Okay, everyone. So what we have here, did someone say something? Do we have any questions so far? Okay, so I wanted you to do one reading with the Wheel of Fortune as wheels, okay? Because that's really, again, I wanted you to see that how easy it is for you to be able to do that part of the reading, even if you don't do the next part that we're going to discuss now. Now, your handout from the last one, let me get to it here. There it is. Okay. Doesn't have the meanings of the houses because this one doesn't have the houses in. But I'm going to give you the next two handouts. This one first shows how you move the cards from what you just did into, you have to actually move the cards to make it into the Wheel of Fortune. Okay? So let me illustrate that here. So what you're going to do is you have, so what you have is a card here, just like we did on our first thing. Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to move this card over here and this card over here, okay? Then you will have a path of five in the middle. Okay, just like the path spread that we've done before, okay? All right, so then you have, then you move these cards a little bit together and these cards a little bit together. So you'll have this and these two. All right? And then what you're going to have is, I'm going to hand out the next card. So the card you have, the handout you have shows the movement of how you move the cards. And this is what you're going to end up with.
You're saying seven moves up.
But
where does one
move? One stays where it is. One actually stays where it is. We're just going to move. Yeah, let me alter that. I don't want to confuse you further. Okay. These, you forget this. And you just move that over and that over. Okay? And you'll see that on your handout that you see now. And you'll get to the handout I just handed out. Okay? Do you see what it turns into in the handout that you just got?
Yes.
Okay? So what you'll end up with is a central path, a life path, and the card at the center is the central message or the pivotal issue. And I'm just going to go through the houses again so that because of some of the things, these are not fully expressive of everything, okay? So self-definition and expression and appearance is your first house. Income, work, and values is your second house, so put values there. Siblings, conscious mind, short travel, and short writing. That would also include teaching children. Just children, though. Okay. The third house? The third house you have, siblings, conscious mind, short travel, short writing, teaching children. I'm just giving you some add-ons just so you know completely. The ones that are in print are the most predominant energy of each house. Okay? Okay, home and mother is the fourth house.
No, that's a domestic nurturing mother.
What's that?
That's a domestic nurturing mother.
The only mothers that will fall in the 10th house are really the ones that took the father role.
Okay?
The ones that earned the living, the ones that were the yang. It's not unnurturing mothers. Unnurturing mothers will land up in the 4th house, I guarantee it. the only mothers that will end up in the tenth house. Like in my son's chart, I will be a tenth house mother because his father's dead and has been since he was three. You see, so I will be a tenth house mother to my son.
Or would a lot of single mothers be tenth house mothers?
Not if the father is still present and active. If the father's present and active, the father will be in the tenth house. Okay, I'm talking about where the mother has the role of the father. And there's no other father that has that role.
The opposite is true when the mother is out of the picture.
Yes, and the father is the role of the mother, but not just because the mother's gone.
But
if he has to be sensitive and motherly to show up in the fourth house. You can have a widower who lets the nanny take care of the kids and is never home. Just because he's a widower doesn't mean he's in the fourth house. Does everybody understand that? It's the energy of it, okay? A father who's very motherly to his kids once the mother passed will be in the fourth house, okay? All right, okay. So fifth house says children and creativity. And all sorts of creativity. There's also romance and love affairs. But not partnering love, just dalliances. Like dating will also end up in fifth house. Am I missing anything, Debbie, John?
So artists?
Artists would be in the fifth house. Yeah. Anybody that has a creative endeavor. And also actors, stage actors, not TV or TV actors and movie actors would be in the 11th house, by the way. We didn't say that. So TV actors and movie actors would be in the 11th. Yeah.
It's also the firstborn child.
Right. Well, I want to go through this before I start going into firstborn, secondborn, husband's workhouse, all of that. I want them to have go. But thank you, honey. Okay. So, yeah, if you want to talk about TV stars, and movie actors, that would be 11th house because that's a Aquarian, Uranus.
Why is there a difference?
There's a difference because Uranus is electricity and worldwide exposure. So on the television or movies that get distributed worldwide, it's different than somebody, even a Tony-winning actor in New York City. You see, that's the difference. They're still acting, but yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. So sixth house, daily work, co-workers, health, pets. And what else? That's it. Missing anything, John? Debbie? No. Okay. Seventh house, partners. That's legal and romantic. And the eighth house is transformation, your shared life and finances with a partner, and your partner's money, and your partner's in work. It's also sex.
It's sex.
But this wouldn't be a legal partner.
What's that?
This would not be a legal partner.
It could be a legal partner. Mm-hmm. It's certainly the shared money you have with your legal partner, for sure.
Actually, what I mean is that not legal partnership, but
you mean like a marriage that is? No, it both. It's
romantic.
No, it does not have to be romantic. It's either a business partner or it does not have to be romantic. Yeah.
And sex so.
What's that?
Oh. Sex.
And Linda pipes in about the sex thing. Okay. What's that? Yeah, the affair, the sex part of the affairs isn't there. It's fifth house because it's romance, dating, dalliances.
Uh-huh.
It's not an effective, intimate, long-term, connected relationship. Okay, so that's why affairs were there. Affairs would also be in the eighth house if they're purely sexual affairs.
Oh.
Okay, all right. So ninth house, higher consciousness, universities, publishing, large travel, writing. Of course. Did we put short writing? Yes, we did put short writing in the third. where else am I going with this? And businesses that require travel. Okay. Anything else? Am I missing anything?
I would add Orthodox religiosity or religion.
Okay.
Also
right. That's right. Yeah. That's yeah. Faith.
This is the ninth.
Yeah. Faith and litigation. I will tell you though that if ever a litigation involves money, which actually, why do you litigate if it's not involving money? It's in the eighth house. Okay, litigation that involves money is in the eighth house, because and insurance claims is also in the eighth house, because it's other people's money. Yeah, don't forget that's not on there. Put other people's money. That's a big one. Litigation and insurance claims in the eighth house. Now, of course, this could be criminal litigation in the ninth. But also, if you're looking at criminal litigation, you want to look in the 12th to see if you have any swords. Especially the bigger swords in the 12th will indicate prisons. Yes?
You have university in the 9th house. Where would education be in general, like lower education?
Regular, what did you say? Lower education would be 3rd house. Grade school and high school would be 3rd house. That's why teaching children is on that. Okay. And it's all you'd also get 3rd house if you find somebody who works with kids. You also could get 5th house with somebody who works with kids. 5th and 3rd. If people who work with kids. Okay. All right. So, going on to the 10th, career, father, reputation, and what you wish to achieve. That's important here, because that may not have anything to do with the career or the person who doesn't even have a career. What you wish to achieve. Okay, 11th house is groups, friends, networking. Any large corporation that has an international or national capacity, large international. Now see, I also, Debbie,
yes.
I will get hospitals in the 11th house for people who work in hospitals. Not for people who are staying in hospitals, but for people who work in hospitals. Because, you know, like Cleveland Clinic is megalithic. I mean,
They are.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and indeed they even have Cleveland Clinics in Boston and Dallas and God knows where else. So so hospitals are, if you were talking to somebody who works at hospitals, that wouldn't be the 12th house, that would be the 11th house, because hospitals are very big in their structure, many different departments. Even if they only have one location in a city, that's a big company. It's a corporate kind of thing, so. No, if you're staying in a hospital, a hospital stay.
Okay.
People who go to hospitals are 12th.
Okay.
People who work in hospitals are 11th.
Hospitalizations and like surgery, you'll
right.
find in the 12th.
Right, because you have to stay there. You're kind of trapped. It's like prison. Mm-hmm. So this would be anybody who works in a large megalithic corporation. Anyone who works in a large megalithic corporation.
Are you back talking about 11th?
I'm talking about the 11th. I haven't left the 11th yet. Now, I will also say, besides TV, movies, and actors, you will also find agents here because they network for you. I'm talking about TV actors and movies actors, agents. You, yeah, in the 11th. Sometimes I also get them in the 9th because publishing is like creating a TV show. So sometimes the 9th and 11th kind of cross over. So you can find them in the 9th sometimes as well. Okay. And if someone is setting up a website, blogging, all of that will be the 11th and or 3rd. So all website work or internet work is usually the 11th, because what is the internet? It's global. Just like television and movies and all of that, it's Uranus, it's broad, it's big, okay? So website, internet, all is 11th house, but it also can be 3rd house because Mercury. So you can find both of them and all of that, any internet stuff and any website work or any blogging in both of those houses, okay? Okay, any questions so far? All right, so 12th house. 12th house is Neptune. It's what's under, what's hidden. It's what's hidden. But I see the 12th house be, when in my card readings, it's the karmic lessons that come out the most in 12th house, because that's what the people need to know the most about what's hidden, okay? Like relationship, they could be in a relationship already, but they need to know this is karmic. You screwed this up before. Don't screw the pooch again. Okay? So let's do it the right way. And you'll see what the right way is when you see the card. Okay? So what's below the surface? So it's also the subconscious. And the unconscious, which we have there. And dreams. Dreams, and indeed your dream life, but mostly for me it's karmic lessons, and karmic relationships will come up there too, because they're coming out of this, the hidden unknown. Any other things, John, Debbie, am I missing anything with the 11th house, 12th house? Hidden enemies. Okay. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't read enemies in the world. I don't use the word enemies. And that's because that automatically puts fear and defensiveness into your client. We speak to the soul of the client. We speak to their power. If somebody is unknown that is stabbing them in the back or something like that, I would rather call them a person in their life who will be causing or has caused disruption. You may not know about it yet. You need to deal with this with some kind of awareness now. The cards are telling you to be aware of this person, and be aware and look for what this person might be doing. But I don't use the word enemies. Yes?
I have a question. In the 10th house, if somebody's kind of like lost with their career, they're not happy with that,
yes, and it will also, if they don't know what they want to go for, but they're in a career that they hate, that card will come up first. Like the Nine of Pentacles reversed, or the Seven of Pentacles reversed. You know, there'll be a bunch of, or the Four of Cups upright. Like, God, am I sick of this, will come up first before the new thing. And indeed, you might get the new thing. If the new thing is like they want to be a counselor, you might get the Ace of Pentacles in the 11th house. Did we put psychology? That's what we missed. I knew where we were missing something in the 11th. The 11th house is psychology. I knew we forgot something there. Okay.
Sharon, will you speak to the planets that belong?
I will in a minute. Yes, I will. I wanted to get the okay. So you see, you could get this job is really poopy card in the 10th house, and you actually could get it in the 2nd and the 6th. The 2nd, 10th, and 6th are where you will see things about work, okay?
Well, I was thinking like the 10th, isn't that like by midheaven?
Yes, it is the midheaven, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, and you will get, you can get what they're wanting to do in the 10th. But if the cards want to tell you what house they're wanting to do, if they want to become a mother, you'll see cards in the 4th house that show that. If they want to become a teacher, you'll see cards in the 3rd or 5th. If they want to be a university instructor or a writer, they'll get cards that indicate that in the 9th. Do you see? Mm-hmm. So you could get cards that indicate what they're going for in the 10th, but the other houses will tell you also. Okay? Yes?
I don't think I got all your add-on words for the first house, and the only one I got for the second house was values. What were your add-on words?
I didn't add anything to self-definition and expression. Oh, appearance. Your appearance. I'm glad I got Saturn there. Okay.
In
values, yes, values is the second.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Where's fitness? Is that sixth?
Say again?
Is fitness in sixth?
Health is in sixth, so that would include fitness.
Mm-hmm. You might want to add spirituality and mysticism for the 12th.
For 12th. I also find it in the 8th, because Pluto.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So spirituality and mysticism, would it be included in the transformation of 8th? And in the 12th. Okay. All right, so do you guys want the names of the planets that rule each thing? Okay. I'm sorry? Did someone say something? You don't need them to do the readings, but it'll inform you when, as you look at this, you'll know which planet does which, okay? But I mean, we don't have to. Okay, so the first house is Aries, and it's ruled by Mars. And the second house is Taurus, and it's ruled by
Venus,
yes, duh. By the way, and I was thinking this just a second ago, you'll see, one, there's a lot of different physical traits for, and again, this is like the tarot. Not every single person who is focused on their business is going to have a round face, but a lot of Taurians will have a round face. A lot of Leos will have big hair because of the mane. That's true. What, huh? What's that?
My husband has huge hair, and he's a Leo.
See, there you go. There you go. So, and I have Leo rising, and I have kind of big hair. Okay. You're a Leo rising? You have no hair. Yes, John. Wait, I can't hear you, honey. Shh, please. Start it again. I didn't. People were talking. Your traits, yeah.
Are more generally
to the rising sign, and that makes sense. Yes, that's right. He says the traits are more attributed to the rising sign because your rising sign, your first house, is your appearance, right? But I do have seen some Tauruses with round faces, and I have seen some Leos with big hair. But I'm Leo rising, and I have big hair. So I would look both at the rising. A lot of people don't know their rising sign. You have to know the time of your birth. But I would look both at the rising. And some signs, there aren't any real traits to, right? You know, like what's the trait of Capricorn? Is there one?
Square.
Yeah, that's true. Square, it's angular. Yeah, Capricorn is stone and angles because it's ruled by Saturn. So they could have a very square face. Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's not only the rising, definitely the rising sign is what you look like, but if you have a large grouping of planets or luminaries someplace.
And any sign, that's
like
true.
That sign. Mm-hmm. I don't even try to guess signs.
And you can tell a Gemini not by how they look, but by the fact that they wear three different outfits in a day. Right? Geminis change their clothes all. Anybody here a Gemini?
I'm a Gemini rising.
Gemini rising? Do you change your clothes a lot? Or when you're trying to figure out your outfit, do you put five things on? Yeah. It's cute. I think it's cute. Okay. So, okay. Second house, Taurus, Venus. Third house is Gemini, and it's ruled by Mercury. And the fourth house is Cancer, and it's ruled by the Moon. And the fifth house is Leo, and ruled by the Sun. And the sixth house is Virgo, and again, ruled by Venus, right?
No.
Wait.
No. I'm sorry. We're at the fifth house, ruled by.
Fifth house, Sun.
And then Virgo, yes, you're absolutely
right. Venus, right? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Because Venus rules money as well as beauty. Venus rules, huh? Oh, Mercury, right.
Yeah,
well, where's the other Venus?
The other Venus, Taurus and Libra. Venus rules Libra.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay. Sixth house is Virgo and Mercury, and that's right. Because that's right. I'm sorry. I was thinking of Libra. I don't know where my head is these days. Okay, Libra is Venus. Right? Is Libra Venus? Yes. Okay, that okay, I knew it was over here. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Virgo's Mercury, and of course Virgo's Mercury, because Virgo is really into detail.
Detail. Also Mercury?
Yes. Venus rules two planets. I mean, yeah, Venus rules two signs, Mercury rules two signs, and Mars sort of rules two signs.
It was the ancient ruler of Scorpio.
Right.
Pluto.
Right. But then now that Pluto's not a planet anymore, somebody shoot that guy, right? What's that?
Virgo's
ruled by Mercury, Libra's ruled by Venus.
And is Libra the seventh house?
Libra's the seventh house, yes. Balance. Partners, duality. What's that? Yeah, two Venus signs, two Mercury signs. Okay, Scorpio is the eighth house. It is ruled by the planet, note, underline, bold, planet, Pluto. I wasn't happy when they unmade Pluto a planet. And its secondary ruler is Mars. Before Pluto became a planet, and in the ancient days, Mars was the ruler of Scorpio. Okay, so the ninth house is Sagittarius. And that's ruled by Jupiter.
Who was it?
Jupiter.
No,
Sagittarius. Mm-hmm. And the 10th house is Capricorn. And that is ruled by, Sherry. Okay, there we go. Capricorn, and that is ruled by Saturn. And the 11th house is Aquarius. And that's, oh my God, I can't even spell today. And that's ruled by Uranus. And the 12th house is Pisces. And that's ruled by Neptune. Okay. Yes?
Where's your own money?
Is in the second house of your income. Your income. Now that, if it's income from, but I will say, if it's income from, you know, an estate or an inheritance, that would be in the eighth house. If it's income that you make yourself, that would be in the second house. Okay? You can get money cards in the 10th house, though, because the 10th house is your reputation, your career. So you can get money. You can get any kind of money cards and business cards in the second, sixth, and tenth.
So career would be more like income.
No, income, really focus on income would be second. Focus on career, reputation, and achievement would be tenth. And focus on your daily work and your coworkers, like your tasks at hand, would be sixth. But what I'm saying is you could get the Ten of Pentacles in the 10th house of your career. And what would that mean? Anyone? If income is in your second house, what would the Ten of Pentacles in the 10th house of your career mean?
A lot of money coming in.
By your hard work, by your effort, which is Saturn, and also creating some level of achievement, achieving that level of reputation to get that kind of money. So there's implications. If you get the Ten of Pentacles in the second house, you just get a lot of money. You made a lot of money. You might have, sold a $5 million house and you're a real estate agent. But that doesn't bring you more reputation. I mean, it may, but not necessarily so, okay? But if you have that 10th house, that same card in the 10th house, you make a lot of money and you also get a big reputation. Do you see? It's a big achievement considered. Does everybody see? It's a nuance. There's a subtlety there. Everybody see that subtlety difference there? Okay.
Winning money would be other people's money.
Winning money would actually come out of the 8th house. Don't you think, Debbie? If you won the lottery, it would be 8th house.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Any questions about this? I want to be honest with you, this is like a humongous thing to learn. This is a humongous thing. I mean, even though these are just the basic things about astrology, about the houses, we're not talking about the signs at all, although each of the signs will carry the qualities of that native house. So if you're thinking of, you know, you're giving a reading and someone tells you they're a Scorpio, but even that, I would, I wouldn't want to make, just assumptions from somebody's sun sign. Like I said before, my son's an Aquarius with 5 planets in Capricorn. And while he does have Aquarian energy, he's got way, way, way more Capricornian energy. Debbie?
You really need the full birthday, the exact time of birth, and the place of birth. It puts you somewhere on the planet at this point in time. And it's as unique as your fingerprint.
Yeah, it is. It is. Although I love progressed astrology. Do you do that?
Absolutely.
That's my favorite. I like that better than, yeah. Well, and transiting.
And that becomes a tri-chart. All three should be done together.
Oh, let's have you, do you do astrology? Do you do readings? I'm going to book an appointment with you. No, yeah, not a group. Yeah. Let's have Debbie read everyone in the room.
Yes.
I think we might have to do that. But we have to get your card, don't we?
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Yes.
How does exalted, when they say a planet is exalted?
That's the stuff that I don't care about.
Oh.
I'm going to be honest with you. I am not a student of astrology. I'm not a, Debbie, talk about exalted.
Oh. There are certain placements that are considered exalted versus in their detriment or their fall, and that depends both on the sign that the planet is in.
And the degree, right?
More the sign in the house.
Oh.
Accidental, something can be accidentally dignified just by being in its native house. I happen to have Mars in Aquarius, but it appears in the 8th house. It's natural, so it's actually in its detriment, sitting Mars in Aquarius, but it gets accidentally dignified because it's in the rulership house.
In its own house. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there are all these nuances. And yes, individual degrees each have a meaning of their own.
Right.
So you have to read, signs in the degree, the house.
You could go crazy with this. You really could study this. I mean, you could be, to be in a real, I mean, I don't consider myself not a real astrologer because I really feel the energy of the planets and the houses and where they fall and all of that. But when somebody needs an astrology reading, I give them the names and phone numbers of astrologers. Somebody who knows what, transiting Pluto, or actually the fast Pluto is the transiting for 12 years in the same sign, so that doesn't matter. But transiting fast transiting Mars will do when it hits your sun or in Scorpio or whatever have you. So this is something that you could study till the cows come home. And I wouldn't worry about that stuff, okay? I wouldn't worry about that stuff. We're using the houses. That's what we're using in this card reading, are the houses, to inform us what arena of life where each card is talking about, okay? So, but go to an astrologer who has studied all of that and who does. Do you do progressive charts? Do you have that program?
I I do all three of them in a reading.
Okay.
I mean, I do a very complete reading.
Okay.
It's like an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Wow.
I mean, and it's 3 hours of preparation work, which means I've got to put aside 5 hours outside of the room.
Wow. Do you charge $800?
No, I charge $200.
That's cheap.
But you see, I don't do this as a profession. And if I develop it further or if I did that full time, I'd have to account for all the time. And I'm probably ridiculous.
Yeah, and you'd have to actually, if you did this professionally, you'd have to not spend 5 hours on each one.
Exactly, and you see, that's why I'm not there yet. You know, I don't, again, if it were a whole career, it would be different.
So in other words, everybody, we got to get to Debbie while she's still anal. We got to get to Debbie while she's still anal. Okay, so does everybody understand how to move from this first thing to the second thing that you see? Okay, it's really not difficult. It really starts to move itself for you. And once you read this a lot, I don't even move the cards, but I see where the houses are, where the path is. Once you do it a lot, you don't even have to change the cards from the three circles because it's there visually for you and you're used to it already. Okay, Lucinda?
Sorry, are you saying that you read it first this way, then you move the cards?
I used to do that. Now I just put the cards down. I read the past and the present and the future if there's something that comes to me. Everybody? I got a question. She asked, do you read this first, this one first, and then read the second one? Like we just did a reading with just this. You can do that. What I do, though, is apply the houses to the time zones that it's in the reading. In other words, if this is the 10th house, this is the present house of work. If this is the second house, it can refer to what's happening presently, but it's also something that was seated in the past. And this is the circle of the future, but it's also the 6th, 7th, and 8th house. Do you see what I'm saying? So the houses now fall into different timelines. And I read it kind of together and in one reading. I don't read it just the circles and then the houses. I read it, I look at it, I notice what grabs my attention. If I only have a half hour time and I'm doing the cards, sometimes I don't even touch in with the past except with the 12th house because it's karma.
Why don't you do a quick reading and show us
again? All right, so I just shuffled the cards. My life is before you. All right. Boy, these are brand new. Okay, brand spanking new. Okay. All right, so after you cut the cards, everybody watching? Okay, so you take the first one here. There.
Let's see, we go right underneath.
There we go, excellent. And the second one there, that's fine. That should be fine. Okay, and the third one here. Now everybody notice, or you can't notice because you can't see, I'm turning it up.
Got it?
I'm turning it up, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm flipping them up, all right? Okay. And now the side ones I flip sideways because it's the present. Past and future I flip up. Okay? Present I flip sideways because it's the present. So this one goes in the middle. And we could actually even make it a little closer. That's fine.
Okay.
Okay. And then this one goes up here. And this one goes up here. And then this one here. And then this one down here. And that one down there. And then this one down here. Here. That's right. I'm sorry. Do you want me to hold it for you?
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. And then that one here. And then this one here. Okay, this one down here.
Wait, we'll just put that.
Yeah, there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this one here. And I don't remember actually if I turned those to the side because I was not doing
it. No, I think
you
were flipping them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you did.
Okay,
right.
I flipped the middle ones over because I wasn't paying attention.
Well, I did it right?
I flipped them to the side?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, so, and then actually sometimes I will also put one little card, I call it the umbrella card or the preview of the long-term future. It's the, I just put one card. Ooh, ooh. So just one card to preview into the long-term future or act as an umbrella or a nuance or an ambiance for the whole reading, okay? That's this last card here. I just put it off of the reading, off to the right. And if I and sometimes I don't talk about it, sometimes I do, okay? So with the hermit there, if I were my client, I would. Okay? All right. Okay. So everybody see where we have the three circles, right? These are the three circles. Now I've spaced them in a way so you could also see the 12 houses, okay? And this is about essentially how I do my readings. This is the path here, okay? It starts here. When these will be the 12 houses, the path will be all of these. And it will go from left to right as we have seen before, okay? When we did the path spread earlier this week. Okay, so what we have here, I will read the past and the future and the present as well as the houses at the same time. For instance, Queen of Cups reversed in your 10th house of the career. Why is your career taking you away from your family? Well, I have to be in Lilydale while my son's in Cleveland. Totally right on, dead thing, right? Dead right on, okay? Okay, so your center card is your pivotal card. All right, it's the often I call it the central message of the reading. Okay, so this is the Eight of Swords reversed. This is breaking out of bounds, breaking out of any kind of restrictions or boundaries, and I really don't have a clue how that's going to happen. I don't know, you know, who knows, but I kind of don't perceive myself as having lots of boundaries already. People who know me, do I have a lot of boundaries?
No.
I have no boundaries. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Because I am testing for mediumship here, and because I'm not a registered medium, there are certain things I'm not allowed to do at this point. So if I get registered, even those limitations, which aren't considerable, will be over. So that's very good. I'm happy to see that. Fourth house is the devil. And I understand what that means. The fourth house is the mother. My mother's kind of... my mother lost her secretary, so I'm the person who has to go into the office and train her new secretary. So I'm going to be, even in the next 3 months, by September, I'll be back in her office and kind of chained to that. So that makes perfect sense. Okay. Yes, I would, if I saw this for a person that I was reading for, I would say you have the devil card in your fourth house. This is being bound to something either about the mother or the home, okay? And you could actually even get this with people who have to stay at home or work at home but don't like working at home. You know, if they have a job, you know, on the phone, like a lot of people work at home. Or indeed, you could get this. This card could be in this house or the 11th house to indicate agoraphobia. You know, agoraphobia is housebound people who can't leave the home. So, but that would be very rare. that would not be 90% of how you would interpret this. This would be being chained or having great duty and responsibility to either mother or something at home or something around mother and mother's home. Okay. My sister would get this too because she's helping out with my mother. Okay. So, I haven't read the path yet. I'm doing pretty much, I did read the center card as the central message, but I did the 10th and the 4th. So I don't start with first house, second house, third house, fourth house. I just go where I feel like going, okay? And I'll go into the fifth house, creativity, wheel of fortune, major arcana of being on your karmic path in a creative endeavor and or my child. And we didn't do the which house is your husband's work and which house is your firstborn's health and all of that. We'll do that after lunch because I don't want to drive you insane. Okay. So this could either be with my creative endeavors, which I have just written a book, and I hope that that's relative to that. It is on my karmic path. I feel that strongly, and that's exciting. But it could have to do with my son, and I hope it's also that, because if he's getting on his karmic path, there's going to be some learning happening there and some growth happening for him, because that's the house of my children. Any questions yet? Okay. All right. So now, this is on the central path, but it's in the present, and it's on sitting on top of. Remember, we have cards that are related to other cards by position, next to, on top of, below, beside. So we have the Eight of Pentacles here, and this is a lot of hard work on a creative endeavor, something that proves to be fruitful. I'm happy to see that. I'm concerned about the Fool reversed in the ninth house. The ninth house is publishing, and the Fool reversed means there's something that I may not be listening to my intuition on in the editing process. So, because the Fool is listening to your intuition, and that would be in ninth house of editing, travel, publishing, anything that has to do with publishing, and teaching. So something I need to get more intuitive insight about in a ninth house activity. And that's what I would tell my person if I were reading for them. Okay? All right.
Can you say that it says large travel, which means that you really don't want to travel or
not wait? Fool reversed is, what's that?
Another cruise.
Another cruise. no, actually, fool reversed is not. Full reverse is not about not taking it. It's actually the Fool is listening to your intuition, and reversed, it's kind of turning off the intuition or not really sitting with it or going, staying in the left brain and the detailed side of the head rather than the intuitive side. So as I start my editing process, I'm going to definitely take a look at that. That's for sure. Okay, so then I would go into the future, especially if it was only a half hour reading, because I don't usually do the past unless I have time to do the past. If it's a half hour reading, I'll just, because in a half hour reading, I've already spent 15 minutes at least talking to dead people, right? So I only flip the cards over, and even though if I only have a few minutes left, I'll still use this layout. Because it informs me the most. It really informs me the most. But I will take a look at the cards I need to see the most. And if I only have 5 minutes, I might talk about this one and this one and this one and this one. And that might be it. Okay, so sixth house of the near future. Now I will say that this position, because it's closest to the present, is probably closer to the present. This whole circle is two and a half years. This circle is the next 3 to 6 months. But this card, I usually find this position here, about 8 months out from now. 8 to 10 months out from now. And this card here is about 8 to 10 months back. Because it's the one that's closest to the present. So it's closest to the present in time. Okay? All right. So 8 to 10 months out from now, I think that that's probably my son. He might actually be coming more active, stronger. I'm feeling very happy about that. I will say it's next to the Eight of Pentacles. So so if he's taking action and he's looking at the card to the left, remember, where people look, notice where the people in the cards look. So this action may be for my son a job. Right? Okay? Which would be a very pleasant thing for both of us. Okay. okay. So, but it could be a small piece of work. So I could be doing this editing now, and they might want we to do a little secondary editing. Okay? Or something else, maybe some publicity, or especially 8 months out, it's supposed to be the book launch at the I Can Do It in California. So, that could be a little event that has to do with the book launch for me, okay? Six of Pentacles, making money. Planting seeds, sowing seeds for future making money in my sixth house of work. I won't decry that. I'll take that. The Ten of Swords reversed in the house of partners. I don't have a living partner. My husband in spirit is still my partner, and he's still my buddy. I don't really see the need to have a man in my life in that way. I mean, there's just too much effort. As they say, and you can take this on so many levels, the juice is not worth the squeeze. So that doesn't probably have any likelihood to deal with the partner, because with that attitude, no one's coming into my aura. Yes, it could be a legal partner, but I will say that, my son's an only son, and I have Aquarius in my seventh house, and my seventh house is, and my moon is in my seventh house. This is a lot of stuff that you guys don't understand. Whatever's in your seventh house has implications about who your partner is. In your astrology, your natal astrology. Both my husbands were Aquariuses, and my son's an Aquarius. And my seventh house is Aquarius. That's no accident. That's just no accident, okay? And indeed, my son was born on my first husband's birthday. So since my husband passed when my son was very, very young, it's like my son's been my partner. Like, we've been two for the road, for 20 years, or for 17 years, however long it's been since he passed. So this, I actually see who's on the card next to it, right? Okay? So, and so I would actually could link this. I would first link ask about a partner. If I were doing this reading for someone else, I would say, has your partner been depressed lately? Is he been having trouble or feeling victimized or feeling wounded by other people lately? If so, that's coming to an end. He's getting back into his power, and he's renewing his power. And that's what I would say to myself, but because I don't have a partner in that way, and my son has shared my life with me like that, I would say that has more to do with Devin. And I'm very happy to see that, because he's had some depression. So that feels very good to me. But that's what you would say about your partner. That's the seventh house, is your relationship, your partnership. But it's your partner's first house. And we'll talk more about that after lunch. And then eighth house of transformation, we have the move card there. So I don't know if there's a move in the next 2 years. It's not impossible, certainly. But there could be moving because of moving through my transformation, taking higher levels of evolution in my experience, that type of thing. Any questions? I would say to a reader, to a person with this, and as I read this path, I would say to a person with this path, Well, let's do the last first, the past first. Any questions about this so far? You see what I would say to anyone? I'm applying it to me, but I want you guys to see what I would say to people. Yes?
Is that the Queen of Cups in your 10th house upside down?
Queen of Cups in my 10th house upside down.
What does that, since that's the 5?
If I were to say that, yes, that is the house of the father, but it's also the house of the career. So if I were giving a woman a reading, I would say, is there any reason that your work is taking you away from your family? Because Queen of Cups upside down is a woman who's away from their family or separated in emotional way or actual distance from their family. And since it's in the workhouse, I would make it the responsibility of the work. So that's what I would say. Is there any reason your work is taking you away from the family? And of course, I'm in Lilydale for 2 months, so that's why that's there. Okay. Now, if you were doing a reading for a man and you had the Queen of Cups reversed, you would ask, is there any way, reason your work is taking you away from your wife? And it could be, yes, I'm having an affair with my secretary. And I'm not kidding. It doesn't have to be literal away, like I have to travel to New York City. It could be emotionally away, like I'm having an affair with my secretary. It really could be that, okay? But if I were reading for a man, that's what I would say about the Queen of Cups reversed in the 10th. Does that make sense, everybody? Any other questions about what I would tell a client in a reading? Do you have everything so far? Okay, let's go back to the past here. This is the first house, and the first house is the Four of Wands. Oddly, the Four of Wands, the card of celebration and wedding. It's the wedding card, but it's not always the wedding card. It's a card of celebration. In a person's first house, if you were doing that reading, there would be a lot of indication of a person who has a tendency to be joyful about life, because it's their first house. It's how they define themselves. It's how they experience their life and what they want to express to the world and want the face they want to put out on. So this is somebody who actually, you know, is relatively pretty happy most of the time. Now, the Ace of Cups reversed in the second house, again, if I were doing that reading for someone, I would say, is there any reason your home life is reversed because of how you have to earn your income? And now this is in the circle of the past, but I've been traveling all spring. So that part of it, okay? Also, the Ace of Cups reversed is a delay with a new relationship. If I were to see that next to the wedding card, I would say, is there any relationship possibility or tending for you that's been delayed? And as a client, I would say, absolutely no relationship pending, okay? But what do I know? All right. But that's what I would ask somebody. But it's in the second house. And of course, don't forget, the second house is what you value. And, you know, maybe I don't value having a relationship right now. And I don't, because I'm just too busy. Who has the time to take care of somebody? It's like, oh my God. Yeah.
But that's also in the past.
What's that?
That's also in the past.
It's also in the past. So it's the way I've been feeling for quite some time. But I always do say, aces reversed are only delays with something that's in the ethers and going to happen. So, and I will tell that, if I were telling myself a reading, I would say, don't be so sure yourself. Because there's an Ace of Cups there, it's in the second house. By the way, if you get an Ace of Cups upright or reversed in a house, that could also show where they're meeting a person. If where they're meeting or how they're meeting a person. Like, if you get the Ace of Cups or the Lovers or the Knight of Cups or the Page of Cups. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Ace of Cups,
Lovers, Knight of Cups, Page of Cups. And you get it in the third house, they could meet them through their sister or brother or at a wedding where their sister's kids or their brother's kids, something through the sibling.
Okay.
or through the internet, because Mercury rules. They could also meet them through the internet in the 11th house. In the 11th house, they could meet them through group or a social group engagement. Okay?
That's a whole other course.
That's a whole other course. You can, wherever you see the ace, one of those cup cards, the relationship, that you can meet that person in that relationship in that arena. So my Ace of Cups, though it be reversed, is in the second house of how and where I earn my income. So I could meet someday in the far distant future, in a land far, far away, I can meet someone through my work. I do travel all over.
You said you're doing the palms. You need to go do palms on the weekend somewhere.
Yeah, so all the guys could come forward. That's funny. That's
I see
funny.
Me in your life.
Well, they would have to say that because I don't see me in their anyone's life. Okay.
Yes.
And the Ace of Cups is, so there have been people who have told me, I'm sure I'm not moving. I don't care what you say. I'm sure I'm not moving. And then they'll call me a year later and said, yeah, I had to move. It got transferred or something. So whatever any person is sure of, that you don't make it be, oh, I must be wrong, let me try to interpret it this way. Say, well, you remember that we got it. You can be sure of it now, but remember that we got it. Who knows when this is going to happen? Because especially with an ace delayed, because a delay could be any time. Okay, so Ace of Swords upright in the 12th house of karma. This is the one card of the past, and also the first house also has to do with the present, that really moves into the present because it's in the karmic cycle. Even though it's past, it's coming to you that from a hidden history, an unknown history, it's still there, present in their life right now. And karmic cycles are a long time. So this card could actually point into the next 7 years, okay? So this is a new beginning of self and autonomy and individuality, and in this karmic cycle, which is wonderful and lovely. So and that's great. So the Queen of Wands is the first card on the path. This is the woman, counselor, teacher, writer with the kitty. And I just got it. My son got a kitty last summer. So this is the beginning of this path. So I do all of those things, obviously, but the book is here, and I think that this has some part to do with the path. And this is travel, which I do all the time. So my path takes me through all of these, speaking, teaching. I would tell this, there's teaching and speaking. Now, if this card came upside down, that would mean this woman that I'm reading for hasn't found or hasn't started writing yet, or hasn't started speaking yet, or hasn't started teaching yet, or they may have just started but not fully found all of their diversity in their experience, okay? Travel. The release of restrictions, and we talked about these, and a lovely central path that ends with the Ten of Swords reversed. So, very good. Okay, and then the Hermit card. I love the Hermit card. He's holding his lantern. There's a star in his lantern. Hermit is not at all isolation. It's the wise man. And he's got his star, and he's illuminating all of these cards, but mostly these two cards. So there's an unknown move for me, or in, again, it could be in my transformation, so there could be movement for me there, but that could be a move, which I would actually be surprised at, but it's there in the next couple of years. And the ending of back pain, I'll need to go to the chiropractor less. but also ending, I'm not a victimized person in any kind of way. At least I don't perceive myself as such. Do I moan a lot?
Do you what?
Moan a lot? No? Okay, I didn't think so.
We'll have to wait till the book comes out.
Yeah, then I'll be moaning. No, then I'll be celebrating. Okay, so any questions about that? Dan?
The light path is not just the center five.
seven.
Yes, it's the seven. It takes you from, yes, it goes from here all the way down to here. That's correct. Yes. Mm-hmm. So even though it doesn't, that might not say that on your handout because we only moved those together. But actually, I would include the real, this is I'm going to be honest with you. This path here is the central life path. It's what's happening most now. Okay? Because this is 6 to 8 months ago. This is 6 to 8 months from now. These five cards are the most present life path. But this would be initiating life path, and this would be long-term life path. Okay? All right. Any questions about that? Okay. All right. Lucinda.
Are you going to talk at all about some of the planets are clear, like Venus meets Love,
uh-huh.
and the Sun, but are you going to just like give a quick definition of like...
We could if you want to do that. Yes. Yes, we certainly could do that. Remind me when we get back. Because each house, each planet connects to the house that it rules.
Right.
So whatever you study about the house, the planet will also inform you.